Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and on this segment, we are going to discuss the upcoming new moon on March 10th, 2024, in the sidereal sign of Aquarius in the nakshatra of Purva Bhadrapada. And Purva Bhadrapada is one of the most deep, mysterious, mystical, transformative nakshatras. Such an intense and just incredibly beautiful nakshatra with so much rich symbolism. Purva Bhadrapada is symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot. And so there is this association of death and rebirth, transformation, stripping away what is no longer essential, which we are going to spend a lot of time talking about. I was running today, and I get a lot of creative ideas when I run. I think about astrology while I run. I think about a lot of things while I run. But I was running and thinking about this, and I'm actually, if y'all don't mind me sharing, at this phase of life where I am closing a huge chapter. And so it is wild to me that this chapter is closing so close to the new moon. I've been in Austin since 2011. And when I came to Austin, I'm not gonna get too personal, but when I came to Austin, I was very ill with addictive issues, and I was pretty broken. I was very busted up. And throughout my time here, through the grace of meeting my mentors and my guides and my teachers and my amazing friends, my faith was restored. You know, my hope was restored. I discovered my own potential and ability. And it was in this time in Austin, you know, meeting these amazing people that I was polished and my rough edges were refined and my loves, you know, my pieces of my heart, my friends, my mentors, my guides, kind of sending me off into the world again. And so my time in Austin is complete. And I'm closing this really big chapter of life, and I am moving into the next chapter a totally different person than I was when I came. And that is the magic and the power of Purva Bhadrapada. And so there may be others out there who are also at this juncture point, or maybe you're opening a brand new chapter of life, or you're preparing to set foot on an entirely new journey or opportunity. Some of us may be closing important chapters too, wrapping things up, tying up loose strings. Maybe there's a job that's not serving us or a relationship that has completed. You know, it's just this period where it may feel like we are moving through something significant. And we are astrologically, you know, and as above, so below. If there are these astrological phenomena happening, it just makes sense that it would impact us too. So if you're out there and you're experiencing a really big change and transformation, we are interested. Make sure and comment here on Spotify. I want to hear it, and I'm sure that I speak for a lot of us. And so diving into this new moon. So we're going to talk about the new moon, and then we're going to talk about a few of the other astrological ongoings. So the new moon is when the moon and the sun are close together. And so no light can be reflected from the moon. It's completely dark. And it is a time, generally speaking, for new beginnings. And so I think that whenever we have a new moon in Purva Bhadrapada, it's just so potent for these really big transformations. And kind of going back into the symbolism, Purva Bhadrapada, first of all, is ruled by Jupiter. And so there is this grace and protection and guidance that's offered from the asterism. And it's symbolized by, again, the front legs of a funeral cot moving towards the funeral pyre. And so in Vedic philosophy, the funeral pyre is very significant, and there's a lot of rich symbolism here, because in Vedic thought, when one passes, when one dies, it's usually even referred to as someone left their body, meaning their spirit soul, their essence, that infinite quality of this individual has simply left the physical form. And so when one is brought to the funeral pyre, there is a purification of the material form, and that which is infinite moves on. In time and space, it's indestructible. It has always existed, right? It's part of spirit soul. And so in essence, when we are taken to the funeral pyre, what is burned and stripped of us is simply something that is no longer needed, because we have grown and evolved past that state of being. And so there can be the literal element where somebody leaves their body, they pass away, and there is this purification. One chapter ends and another begins, right? Amazing to think about. And then there are the smaller deaths that occur in life, the smaller chapters ending, the smaller chapters beginning. And so, you know, myself as an example, there's been this chapter of Austin, and it's time to close this chapter and move forward. And so for some of us, there may be these other chapters of life where a job is complete, you know, a relationship is complete, etc. And then there are facets of our character, habits, addictions, things we partake in that are concealing and hiding the person we are meant to be, the person that we know we can be. And sometimes we know that, right? Sometimes we know, man, I would have such better habits if I didn't have a drink every night, or if I didn't smoke all the time, I would, you know, be more productive, or I'd do these things. And first of all, no shame on these things, right? But you know, for those of you out there, you know, if there's something in your life that is inhibiting you from growth, right? Sometimes we know and we're cognizant of it. And then sometimes we need other people to remind us of who we are and what we can be. And I was one of the lucky ones, right? Where I had no idea what my potential was. And I was fortunate enough to find teachers who reminded me of that potential. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, I can be this thing. Let me get rid of these facets of myself keeping me from reaching that light that my guidance is showing me, right? And so for everyone listening, there's so much potential, and the things that we want, you know, the goals that we're after, the dreams that we have are absolutely attainable. But what do we need to strip from ourselves in order to step into that person? If it's a habit, if it's a limiting belief, if it's a perception, you know, how we view ourselves, a negative narrative that we have about ourselves, what needs to be burnt away in the funeral pyre so that we can step out of that chapter and into a new one? A chapter that has complete faith in ourselves, where that dream isn't too big or too distant, right? Sometimes it's just a shift of perspective. That's all we need. We just need someone from the outside to remind us. Some of us have that faith in ourselves. Some of us, again, we know it's possible. We know what's there. We just need to step out of our own way. But hopefully this podcast can act as a reminder for some of you who just needed a little bit of reminding, because again, in my own journey, there were things that I never thought were possible. I never thought I would be able to be a teacher. Sincerely, years ago, 2011, did not think that I could be a teacher. Didn't think that I could be a counselor. This stuff wasn't even on my radar. I had no idea what my potential was. it was actually right there in front of me to grab the entire time. I just needed somebody to point that out. And so if there's something in the back of your mind that you've been itching for and that your heart has been urging you towards, that is important. It's important to pay attention to. Listening to the matters of the heart, which will kind of segue into Mercury here in a second, because the position of Mercury right now is quite potent when it comes to our feelings and emotions. But just to wrap this up, if there is a direction that you're being urged to, it's very, very important to pay attention to that. And it's probably a lot more close and attainable and easy than you think it is. But the important thing is the purification, right? The power of Purva Vajrapada. It's a new moon. It's a time of setting intention. When you really think about that goal or that dream, that direction, what attributes of ourselves is it time to release and let go of? What is getting in the way? Because it's possible to burn it away, it's possible to step out of, and this could be the time to do it. So moving, shifting gears a little bit into the rest of the night sky. So this new moon is going to be with the planet Saturn. It's going to be with Venus. It's a pretty intense new moon, honestly. It's also, it's referred to as Papakatari, where it's kind of hemmed between two malefics. Mars is on one side of the new moon, Rahu is on the other side. And so it's kind of intense, you know, globally there may be a lot of intensity. The sign of Aquarius is all about humanity and being progressive and moving forward. So I do see this continued focus on humanitarian efforts, humanitarian support, and science, technology, futuristic thinking, AI. I also want to say that Purva Vajrapada on a global level, this can absolutely bring about some pretty intense events. That is something that we should be cognizant of. With the influence of Saturn, there can be a little bit of anxiety. There can be some, you know, there may even be some fear that comes up, some stirring of thoughts. With the combination of Saturn with this new moon, it's also a period of time to really pay attention to responsibilities and being proactive in our responsibilities. It's possible for some of us, we may get items delegated to us. We may have our kids ask us for extra favors, our partner ask us for extra. There just may be extra time, energy, and effort required of us. The more diligent and proactive and committed we are, the easier the outcome is going to be. So even if we feel a little overwhelmed and there's a lot on our plate, try to take it slow, try to get things done bit by bit. It will absolutely have a profound payoff. Saturn is also with the planet Venus. And so on a personal level with Venus in the sign of Aquarius, we spoke about this in the March horoscope, but just a reminder, with Venus in Aquarius, it's a really good time to be social, to spend time with friends, to explore hobbies and activities that bring us joy, really reminding ourselves of kind of like a finding joy in our sense of independence and also finding joy as an individual. And so in our relationships, we can harbor our relationship and grow our relationship by growing ourselves, right? Finding joy in friends and groups and hobbies. And then we can come home and share all about our exciting life with our person. And of course, share in that. But it's just a good time to be extra mindful of like codependent tendencies, I suppose. So remember that when we really focus on growing ourselves, we grow the relationship. It's also a good opportunity to find romance in the mundane. Venus is with Saturn. This is serious stuff, right? There could be serious things coming up to confront. There could be more serious energy in relationship in general. So some of us may be being asked to move to a deeper stage of relationship or make big decisions in our relationships. But it's also a good reminder where, you know, sharing coffee in the morning, sharing about our day at the end of the day, folding clothes together, doing these kind of mundane tasks, reminding ourselves of the romance in that. So big stellium in Aquarius, a lot happening in this sign. To reiterate, I feel like I'm being redundant, but humanitarian efforts, science, technology. But there's also a focus on health and wellness. And I actually had somebody recently say, she's like, so interesting. There have been so many people in my life getting really sick. Like, what is up with that? Totally. And we were talking about it, and I think it's this combination of K2 in the sign of Virgo, because Virgo is the sign of health and wellness, and then Saturn in Aquarius. And Aquarius has a big association to health and wellness also. There's a 6-8 relationship with Saturn in K2. I just feel like there's a lot of this health stuff coming up. So, you know, if any of you have also been noticing that, it's kind of an interesting theme, because I also have been noticing that too. So Mercury is in the sign of Pisces. So Mercury is debilitated in the sign of Pisces. Again, we spoke about this in the March horoscope. I'm turning my notes here. So Mercury is going to be in Pisces from March 6th until March 25th. Mercury is going to retrograde on April 1st until the 24th. In that retrograde period, Mercury is going to come back into Pisces. So for this period of time, Mercury will be in Pisces until the 25th, but it will enter Pisces again later. So have that in the back of your mind. Mercury is the planet of technology, communication, trade and commerce, travel. It has to do with everything online, you know? And people often ask me, like, why are planets debilitated in certain signs? And I actually really love this question, because it's really fun to think about. Just really understanding the basic nature of the signs and the planets. Pisces is the sign that is nonlinear and nebulous and emotional and spiritual. And it, you know, it likes to feel, it likes to experience by feeling and intuiting, not necessarily logic or reason. It's more about what is felt energetically, what is experienced physically. And again, it's the 12th sign of the zodiac. It's associated to the 12th house. It's otherworldly, and it's, you know, out of the box, watery. Mercury is the planet of logic, reason, rationality, compartmentalizing, keeping things organized. It's the most linear. Super linear, strategic, wants to know things rationally, wants to make things make sense. When that planet is in Pisces, it is debilitated, okay? I personally like Mercury in Pisces, because Mercury in Pisces, it's an opportunity to remember that feelings do not always make sense. So this period of time, while Mercury is in Pisces for all of us, it's important to remember that feelings do not always make logical, rational sense. And yet, what we feel creates our reality just as much, if not more, than the facts that we know. We could know something to be logically true, but in a moment, if we are feeling something different, the feeling is likely going to override the fact for a lot of us, maybe not all of us. And so what we feel and what we experience is just as valuable as what we think and what we logically know. And so this is a really beautiful time to find a balance between the both. And if there are any miscommunications or misunderstandings, remember to try to go back to the feeling, try to understand where the person is coming from, try to see from their perspective, try not to make something fit logically, because it may not help. And this is also a really amazing time for art and creativity and poetry, because the planet of Mercury is now operating in Pisces. So it's very spiritual. It's excellent for searching spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge. It's really great for counseling, therapy, doing any type of energetic work or physical healing. And again, when it comes to the creative elements, so being romantic, writing, painting. And globally, well, personally, one more thing, Mercury is with Rahu, and Rahu is very karmic. So there can be some karmic patterns in communication coming up. There can be some karmic patterns with like logic and reasoning in some capacity. If we have a tendency to compartmentalize our feelings, or we have a tendency to try to rationalize everything, there might be some interesting stuff coming up. Interesting karmic conversations too, perhaps. Now, globally again, Mercury being debilitated can bring miscommunications and issues with things like trade and commerce. There can be issues with technology. There can be some pretty big mistakes being made when it comes to like numbers and understanding like quantities, for example. So there could be some interesting things happening here. And I think that when it comes to the economy, I think that this may be a time where we're really focused on the numbers, getting things right, getting things straightened out. There may be something with the economy that is stressful. And because Mercury is numbers and it's trade and commerce, Mercury is also with Rahu again, which is going to kind of amplify this energy. And Mercury is also the nervous system, which can represent stress, feeling stressed out, having heightened nerves. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Mercury is also a karma control planet at this point in time. So there can be some big miscommunications, misunderstandings, wires crossed here. State of the Union is today as I record this. I'm kind of interested to watch that. And so also Mercury governs the nervous system, skin, lungs for all of us. It's definitely a great time to really take great care of our health and really good care of our bodies, diet and nutrition, getting sunlight, all of that good stuff. But again, oh, and one other thing, sorry, I'm a little scattered with Mercury debilitated. Travel, Mercury has to do with traveling. So with Mercury debilitated in this placement, there can be some travel delays. There can really be some mistakes being made here. So make sure, you know, maybe you put a tracker in your luggage, you cross your T's and dot your I's. When it comes to technology and working with technology, really make sure that things are backed up on the computer that are important to you. You have things on a hard drive, a flash drive, whatever it may be. So that is what I will say for Mercury in Pisces. And so that is what I have for the new moon and the new moon horoscope. I hope that you found it helpful. And you know, just one more thought on this new moon in Purva Bhadrapada and having this association to death and rebirth. You know, in Buddhist philosophy, there's this understanding that life is suffering, and life is suffering because we have these attachments, but nothing in material reality lasts. And so it's kind of this predicament of the human experience. And some of us can get kind of existential about that, but for me, I keep that impermanence at the forefront of my mind every day, and it doesn't make me feel bad. What it leaves me with is the sense in that there's nothing left to do but always take the chance, always take the trip, always call my loved ones and let them know how much I love them. Love as deeply as I can. You know, there is this sense of urgency to create everything that I can create, to love as much as I can possibly love, to do as much as I can, to have the adventures that I can, and to embrace it, you know, fully. And I did this really wild exercise once where I wrote my own obituary. There was a coach who had everybody write their own obituary, and you were kind of confronted with needing to recognize what we want to be remembered for, the accomplishments, the accolades, the characteristics, the values, how we want people to remember us when we're gone. And it's very sobering and it's extremely powerful. And so for some of you, if you're open to it, if it sounds interesting to you, perhaps on this new moon, you can take time to reflect on that and get very clear and sober about the person that you want to be in this one precious life. And so I hope that that's helpful. I hope that's interesting. I hope that you all have a beautiful new moon. The next time that I talk to you all, I'm going to be in my new home. in my next phase of life after this new moon. So I will see you all next week. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's astrologynow_podcast. My website is innerknowing.yoga. Patreon is patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast, where I do horoscopes every week for each of the 12 zodiac signs. My name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you.